The best variety of music on your Harrogate Radio with Bluebells, also Coldplay Talk. Nice to hear that again. And air guitaring, air drumming to Status Quo and rocking all over the world. Hello, my name is Pete. We always like to get out and about and speak to the businesses who work and play within the Harrogate District. And today you find me at Ripon Community House. It is a one-stop shop for so many different organisations. Ripon Community House is a charity in its own right. And one of the many organisations who utilises this space is the Ripon Disability Forum. From there, Jeremy, how are you?
I'm good, thank you very much.
Nice to see you. How vital is this for you guys?
This is our hub of meetings. It's where we've always done a lot of activity. And it's also our legal base, because if you're a charity without a home, you need to offer an address and a base to the Charity Commission so everything can be checked and verified and all your posts go somewhere. So it's also our legal base as well as a practical base.
Now, for Ripon Disability Forum, going into the summer months and in July in particular, you're working towards launching what exactly?
It's a scheme called Accessible Ripon, and the idea is we promote the sharing of good quality information to people with disabilities, either residents or visitors, and that goes from routes in and around the city to which businesses you can get into with a wheelchair, but also which businesses are quiet and neurodivergent friendly, or maybe able to do signing, or maybe accessible for some of the hearing impairments, so that you could give the information to visitors so they can choose where to spend their money, but ideally spend their money in Ripon, in and around Ripon, and maybe plan to stay longer because they realise there's lots of things they can do. And for example, on Monday we're doing a guided walk from Helwarth in Ripon to Fountains Abbey on the new accessible route that's been opened.
Brilliant.
So we've got about 15 people, and that's one of the routes we'll advertise and promote as well, so that if you do stay in the area, you don't have to take your car with you, you can walk all the way to Fountains, enjoy your time there, come back and have your dinner maybe in Ripon at the end of it.
As a wheelchair user yourself, are you finding that there is far more awareness now? Is it getting better, or is it still an awful lot of work for us all to do?
There's still a lot of work to do, but people get scared by the idea of meeting disability needs. And the ramp is always the biggest thing. And you've got an old building, historic building, it's much harder to adapt. And there's some shops, for example, in Ripon, will never have a ramp. And if you talk to them about disability, they get more scared about the idea of having to do something. So we open the conversation about other disabilities. And if you can't cater for a wheelchair, be honest and say that. Then people know. But think of all the disabilities you can cater for and tell people about that and maybe develop that part of your business. So it's knowing that, using that local knowledge and making sure it's shared really, really easily and obviously.
Is there anything for folk listening now, is there anything that they can help with? Do you need more volunteers or...?
We always need more volunteers, and we also need to just raise awareness. You know, if you know a business that might be interested and wants to get involved, get in contact with us and we can sign them up for the launch, give them all the materials. It doesn't cost them anything. There's no money involved. We've got the materials, we've got the guides, we've got the information, we've got an accessible map of Ripon going live at the same time. So the idea is we're making it really easy for people. But that map has been generated by volunteers walking the whole of the city. It's not, the whole city will be done within a 2-year period. We've bought every residential route as well. So by the end of it, we'll have that. Now, we need volunteers to go into businesses and help them understand what they already offer. So anybody wants to sign up, we can train people, we can talk to people, we can train businesses. But the more people involved, the better.
Brilliant stuff. Well, lovely to meet you. Thank you very much for stopping by today. And I'm pleased that you can utilise this fantastic space as well.
Great resource.
Excellent stuff. More to come from Ripon Community House. First of all, new Jessie J. This is Living My Best Life at your Harrogate.